Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
This is Hall of Fame week here in Monroe County, the 13th annual class of 10 to be enshrined Friday night in ceremonies at the Monroe Convention Center. One of the 10 will be Garrett Butcher. First in scoring all time in Monroe County boys high school basketball history, Edgewood's first ever Indiana All-Star in 2008, and obviously, due to constant knee pain, his career at Butler was bittersweet. But he became a very important role player over the course of two very important seasons for Brad Stevens.
Talk about the experience, Garrett, that you had as being a captain your senior year and what that meant to you.
Yeah, it meant a lot as someone who didn't get a lot of playing time over the course of my career to be voted captain. As that's something I was striving for as an individual, as a player, as a teammate. I wanted the coaches to view me as that type of leader within the team, and I wanted my teammates to view me like that. So that was a huge honor for me and something that I took pride in.
But he persevered and made the best of it. Garrett Butcher playing on back-to-back Final Fours for the Butler Bulldogs into the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame Friday night, class of 2008 out of Edgewood High School. By the way, the meet and greet open to the public will start the affair 5 o'clock at the Convention Center.
Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
So putting things in perspective, here we are at the All-Star break. The kids are the Ohio first place in the Central, despite losing that weekend series in Milwaukee. Sunday it was 1-0, beaten by, well, a couple of former Reds, Wade Miley and Jesse Winker. Miley, 6 strong frames, 4 hits, 8 strikeouts. That was a season high for him. Winker hit a soft 2-out single in the very first inning. They had him batting cleanup, by the way, hitting only 197, not playing all that much for the Brewers, but he was batting cleanup yesterday. But he got that base hit off of Ben Lively, who really pitched well coming off the IL. Pitched into the sixth, only 4 hits, 1 run. So, you know, again, first place, 50 wins. It's been 11 years this late into a full season. Last time that happened was 2012, and, you know, that year they won the Central with 97 wins. So with a 1-game lead, plenty of baseball to be played. Back to the Great American Ballpark Friday night and Milwaukee for the first of 3, starting with our pregame at 6:40. Our thought for this Monday, you cannot change anyone, but you can be the reason someone changes. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.